Individuals, organizations, machines, and algorithms would freely transact and interact with one another with very little friction using the blockchain technology. With millions of computers on the blockchain network at any given time, for example, it is highly unlikely that anyone could make a change without being noticed. This is an immense potential of the blockchain in the procurement domain. The benefits from blockchain extend beyond just streamlining payments. They also apply to a lot of other areas and processes that are currently still very paper-based, and that as payments are just about trust between business partners in the value or the supply chain. Order validation and approval, invoice processing, multi-way matching, and entire request to receipt process could be radically enhanced through the application of blockchain in the procurement functionality. Another aspect has to do with the fact that the blockchain is said to be unhackable. The blockchain technology relies heavily on cryptography and peer-to-peer networks that make it very robust and resilient. Any change at any part of the process will automatically create an exception, reducing the total time to completion and permitting much greater automation of transactions. Now we will take a look at the application of blockchain technologies in recruitment. Blockchain technology is facilitating automated referencing, feedback, and assessment tools in the recruitment domain. This helps recruitment professionals to collect screening information with a single click. Blockchain verified credentials open up possibilities for a whole new level of automation and trust in the hiring process. Blockchain helps the HRI systems in retrieving verified candidate data while keeping it anonymous and adhering to data privacy regulations. Having verifiable data is key because recruitment departments deal with critical information like background checks, educational institutions, salary history, and much more. And accurate candidate data is imperative when making informed hiring decisions. In the next few years, it is believed that organizations will have a host of information stored on a blockchain, inclusive of academic certificates and work history. It will be within their control to choose who this information is being shared with. According to a prominent survey done by an organization called as HireRight, the Employment Screening Benchmark Report, 84% of employers caught applicants lying on their resumes. A blockchain-based credential verification system could help in reducing the time spent on conducting background checks, reducing fraud, and build more trust in the recruitment ecosystem. In time, digital and verified records will become the norm in every industry. It's an infrastructure that makes complete sense and addresses one of the ongoing issues on the internet as it is today, that is the identity verification. There's a huge opportunity to make better what is already in existence today using technology that is ready and available. Given the current frequent job hopping tendencies, background checks are becoming more complex and time-consuming. As organizations strive for improved efficiencies in the recruitment process, ensuring a quick, reliable, and cost-effective screening process is essential. Blockchain could help recruitment teams strike a balance between speed and accuracy while helping to contain the costs. HR professionals are working with candidates, recruiters, and employers to put trust back where it belongs, right at the heart of the hiring process. Recruiters have access to this information on day one of the hiring journey before the interviewing begins. The use of this technology results in eliminating the need to repeat certain tasks such as psychometric tests, references, and team fit analysis. The more accurate data that can be retrieved using blockchain about candidates, the better the right candidates can be marketed and matched with the right jobs. This technology simplifies the interview process by collating and securely storing a candidate's full work history. aptitude and attitude inclusive of softer checks such as psychometric tests. Empowering workers is thus at the core of the blockchain technology. Employees in the technology sector will have absolute ownership and control of the work that they do and the reputation and identity and how they choose to share that information. As of the interviewing process, it becomes increasingly reliant on this technology to drive higher efficiencies. The recruiters using the blockchain can have access to a lot of sensitive candidate and employee data. Using their validated digital work passport, the employees or the workers can be matched more accurately based on their complete profile before an interview has even taken place. Also, the current practice of uploading and storing data on a cloud server makes it susceptible to hacking and data tampering. Blockchain enhances the data security by breaking all the data into tiny chunks and distributing it across an entire network of computers. Now we are going to discuss the application of the blockchain technologies from the perspective of the attendance functionality. The blockchain technology is used to store biometric data, such as a fingerprint or an iris eye scan, for legal ID and record keeping. Organizations could use this technology of storing unique employee data to track attendance and expenses for wages and claim purposes. Blockchain therefore helps to ensure that records of all kinds are accurate and impervious to unauthorized changes. This means that it can be used to help ensure that the information collected through time and attendance systems is accurate and it cannot be tampered with. The human resources would have visibility to the real-time data and there would be no dispute that the records are accurate, strengthening the trust element in payment, authorization, and looking into the claims made. This would decrease errors and frustration caused between the HR and the payroll departments. Many organizations are already using blockchain technology to store and verify information such as the biometric data. HR departments can use similar technology to improve the veracity of their payroll and time tracking systems as well. In the next slide, we are going to start the discussion on the application of digital HR software. The digital HR is often defined as a modular human resources software that is available as a plugin on the cloud and is highly scalable and secure. We have already had a detailed discussion about cloud computing technology in the previous chapter. As we know by now that the cloud computing is an on-demand availability of computer system resources, especially data storage and the computing power, without direct active management by the user. The term is generally used to describe data centers available to many users over the internet. The changing conditions have prompted the use of agile and customized applications for the HR departments. Thus, these applications will be extremely popular in the coming days. The application of this contemporary type of HRIS has a multitude of advantages for both the employees and the employers. A prominent example of the use of agile and customized applications is the Beamery's software vendors, talent operating systems that allow enterprises to attract, engage, and retain top talent and manage the entire talent journey on one unified platform. Thus, Beamery act as a digital HR plugin which helps the HRIS departments. One of the most critical advantages is that this application enables automation through the creation of more efficiently using the auto-generated runtime reports. The digital HRIS makes it possible to procure a simpler and quicker access to the employee information using the centrally managed employee repository. A prominent example of the use of digital HR is the Avature Applicant Tracking System, which is a comprehensive enterprise solution that can manage executive, professional, and hourly recruitment through an easy and a simple yet a powerful interface. In this particular slide, we are going to take a look at the six stages of digital transformation that takes place as the organizations transition from business as usual to a digital state. The six states are called as business as usual, which gets transitioned or moves into present and active. The formalized state of business moves into strategic elements, and converged gets converted into innovative and adaptive. The first state or stage is called as business as usual. This comprises of organizations that operate with a familiar legacy perspective of customers, processes, metrics, business models, and technology, believing that it remains the solution to digital relevance. This gets converted or transformed to present and active state. In this particular state or stage, pockets of experimentation are driving digital literacy and creativity, albeit disparately, throughout the organization while aiming to improve and amplify specific touch points and processes. The next state or stage which gets converted is the formalized. This comprises of experimentation which becomes intentional while executing at the most promising and capable levels. Initiatives become bolder, and as a result, change agents seek executive support for new resources and technology. So there are formalized changes to the digital technology. These then transition to strategic or progress to the strategic stage. This involves the individual groups that recognize the strength in collaboration as their research, work, and shared insights contribute to new strategic roadmaps that plan for digital transformation, ownership, efforts, and investments. The next phase or state is the fifth one, which is the converged state. A dedicated digital transformation team forms a guide strategy and operations based on the business and customer-centric goals. The new infrastructure of the organization takes shape as roles, expertise, models, processes, and systems to support the transformation are solidified. The last phase of the stage post the convergence is the innovative and adaptive, which is the sixth stage of the digital transformation. The digital transformation becomes a way of businesses as executives and strategists recognize that change is constant. A new ecosystem is established to identify and act upon the technology and market trends in pilot and eventually at scale. We are now going to take a look at the applications of digital HR software in security management. Digital HRIS offers several advanced security features to enhance the robustness in managing the employees' information. All stakeholders should be aware that digital security risk can affect their economic and social welfare, and that their management of digital security can affect others in the organization as well. Security features cover every aspect of ensuring effectiveness for the HRIS practitioners. This includes encryption of user data as well as the physical security of the user information and data. A critical benefit of digital HRIS is the aspect of access of information to prevent unauthorized access and the internal security, which is controlled in a proper manner. To make security more robust, this technology has implemented customized password policy for maintaining security of user accounts. The management should establish multilateral and bilateral relationships in the organization to share experiences and good practices and promote an approach to the digital security risk management functionality. The addition of unknown IP address access can make systems susceptible to outside hackers as well as devious computer-savvy employees. Information breaches and identity theft occur from inside the company walls are also a concern that must be addressed. Thus, the application also implements IP-based restrictions to limit the remote login access to the servers only to specific IPs. This technology ensures that the HRIS modules and the information contained within them is only accessible using secure protocols. Implementation of port-based restrictions ensure that only the required ports are enabled to access these modules. The application has an antivirus software installed for protection of user information and is responsible for identifying the threats and vulnerabilities. The security measures a vendor takes to ensure that an organization's data are secured should also be thoroughly understood by the people who are manning the security systems. All the security and HRIS professionals should take precautions to keep their respective organizations safe. Envisioning of digital transformation is what we are going to understand from this pictorial slide. This involves three prominent stages where there is a prominent shift of paradigm and cultural change and transformation. The first stage is where the organization is perceived as an organization that is enabled in e-commerce. This makes the organization a more efficient, customer responsive one. The next shift happens into a digital enabled organization where strategies, products, standards and processes are aligned with the benefits of electronic distribution. Now the time frame that takes, that is, you know, going to make this transition happen is from the 0th year to years 1 to 3. The focus in e-commerce enabled organizations are to retain same customers and markets but with improved operations, ordering, communication and reporting. In the next phase where the organization becomes digitally enabled, existing customers and markets but with better, more adaptable and high margin products more efficiently delivered is what is the focus. In the years 2 to 4, the organization transitions into a recognized digital leader, the market leading provider of digital based solutions to core market and capable of leveraging a state-of-the-art technical platform for entering into the new markets and new product offerings is what the organization is capable of. Existing and new markets is the focus with breakthrough products, competitive advantages in the form of editorial development and cost structure, and a significant driver of innovation throughout the organization is what the organization focuses on. As you can see, there is an increment in the percentage of revenue from digital products and services as the organization becomes more as a recognized digital leader. There are some shifts in the core capabilities as well. The core capabilities of an e-commerce enabled organization are more related to digital marketing, the CRM practices, the design, the user experience expertise, the user interface expertise, the data strategy and analytics, the development and engineering, the product management, client-focused R&D, and core capabilities and HR planning. Now these shift to lamplight initiatives, mobile apps and access, payment platforms, access and entitlement, integrated CRM and MDM, multiple business models, second generation KPIs, and expanded HR planning in the digitally enabled organizations. The last core capabilities change takes place in the recognized digital leaders, which now focus on defined or new customer journeys, multi-channel strategies, single view of targeted outcomes, fully digital value chains, which provide end-to-end customer provision, operational continuous improvement philosophy, also looks at, the sons of legacy products, brand refocus and relaunch, and seamless integration of acquired products. In this particular slide, we are going to take a look at some of the prominent software application vendors in the domain of security management, which have the digital HR functionalities. These include Kronos Workforce, Ultimate Software, which has its Ultimate Pro, the Infor Cloud Suite provided by Infor Cloud Suite, Dayforce, and SuccessFactors, which is a part of the SAP SuccessFactors. So these are some of the important vendors which are quite popular today, and they are being used by small scale, medium sized and large enterprises. Now we are going to take a look of the application of digital HR in the recruitment functionality. The digital HR technology is instrumental in transforming the recruitment landscape. This technology is proving useful in enhancing candidate and employee expectations. It facilitates new ways of working and provides new tools and modules to accommodate the constantly changing employment laws. Prominent examples in this domain include mobile apps usage in the recruitment process and engaged prospects to use video softwares in the selection and the recruitment process. The environment in which HRIS professionals have to operate is constantly evolving. The digital HRIS technology proves very effective for mid and large sized organizations. The reason is that it becomes really difficult to manually keep track of each employee and their respective status and situation. Management needs to start thinking of digital HRIS technology as something that makes their lives easier. A tool that takes over the most tedious tasks they don't want to be doing anyway, and that frees up their time for other core things. A talent management module enabled by digital HRIS helps in tracking and managing the recruitment, development, and performance of employees and candidates. The digital HRIS tools for recruitment enables hiring professionals to specialize information flow through the right sourcing channels. An example of a talent management module enabled by the digital HRIS is that of ICIMA talent acquisition software. This is an intuitive and flexible solution provided for talent management. The software comes with a range of features and that make it a complete solution for hiring and managing of employees. It features career site search, social media distribution, and even career site engine optimization functionalities. The major advantage is the reduction in manual sourcing. This technology has AI-powered writing tools that analyze relevant language patterns to detect why some job ads are a big hit while others fail. The more text the technology analyzes, the more accurate its predictions will become. The technology also includes features and tools that can help recruiters to efficiently perform their tasks. Highlights of the employee management software include mobile and AI engagement, candidate relationship management, and applicant tracking. The digital HRIS tools for recruitment are changing and automating the pre-selecting procedures for candidates. Especially when the number is in thousands, this can be a time-consuming business. The use of a candidate pre-selection tool can considerably improve recruitment metrics such as quality of hire and time to hire. ADP Workforce is a prominent example in this context. It has a lot of interesting features that help talent managers to better manage employees. The software makes use of artificial intelligence to find out data based on the location. The real-time accurate information allows managers to make prompt and timely decisions. There's a wide variety of such pre-employment digital HRIS assessment tools available today. These diverse tools focus on niche applications like on culture fit and personality, technical specialties and qualifications. The technology gathers candidate data and uses it to predict the likelihood of an applicant succeeding in the role that they apply for. The software can also automate the process of managing compensation. It consists of a customizable workflow and built-in templates. As such, recruiters and hiring managers can use this information to support them in their hiring decisions. The digital HR has applications that help the practitioners save time and are instrumental in the creation of a dynamic and well-structured onboarding program. It also has functionalities that include flexible tools for managing employees. The digital HRIS facilitates talent review and succession planning as well. The technology can take care of everything from the moment a candidate signs their employment contract to the first day. All the valid and the vital documentation is articulated in an effective manner. Another key set of AI functionalities are also provided through the use of digital HR software. These are machine learning and artificial learning AI functionalities. Virtual reality and digital assistants thus help the talent managers to simplify the task of managing employees within the organization. Some of the prominent software application vendors in the domain of recruitment management are provided below. These include the Workday HCM provided by Workday, the PDS Vista provided by the organization PDS, the Sync HR provided by Sync HR, the Core HR also provided by the same named organization, and BirdDog HR also provided by BirdDog HR. Thus, we have completed this particular chapter, which was the 10th chapter, as well as we have finished discussions on this book that was on HRIS and technology. Thus, we have reached the end of this particular chapter and have also completed discussions about the book on HRIS and technology. In chapter number 10, we have discussed and got information about the cutting edge tools for digitalization in HR. In this chapter, we have learned about the following important topics. We have understood the application of the blockchain technologies in HRIS and their potential applications in HRM practices. We have seen the robustness and the security related features of blockchain and also seen their uses related to procurement, recruitment, and attendance functionalities. We have also discussed the application of digital HR software. We have also looked at two important aspects of the application of the digital HRIS software, which are security and recruitment. Thus, in these 10 chapters, we have endeavored to understand this particular topic of human resource information systems and also the element of the current technological advancements that have happened in this particular topic. Thank you for listening intently. Thank you so much.